Well, hello everyone, and welcome to a presentation that we're calling Mission Possible. I'm actually a Sydney University geoscientist, and my specialty is institutional regime transitions. My team has on it a man who minds the minister's correspondence, Jason Cavell, a man who specialises in his spare time at rescue missions with state emergency services, Chris Leeming, an industrial designer, Michael King, and thank goodness we have Doris Coleman, a change management specialist who can actually speak to people. So the mission that this team chose to accept was one trim for one fax. We chose the theme, Mission Possible, to give you an idea of the scale of this mission. You'd probably be aware that fax is not a small agency. So fax has six trims, all individually configured. We have four SAPs. We have critical system integrations for client systems. We have over 15,000 currently active users of TRIM out of over 22,000 staff. Our information is complex, sensitive, and in many instances, we have to keep it permanently. It is a significant client-centered program that we hope to drive a very significant change in records management right across our agency. The mission context. We thought about what we would share with you today, and we decided that we'd share with you some of our key learnings about our journey so far, so that perhaps it would inspire you and give you some courage to take on some projects like ours. I'm going to talk to you about the situation that we face both internally and externally in FACTS, and that will lead us on to me taking you through an understanding of our vision, our mission, and our plan that addresses the situation. Then we'll talk to you about some of our mission tools. These are tools that we consider are the TTTGRs, the things that you've absolutely got to get right if you want to achieve execution delivery performance in this space. Then we're going to take you on a little mini tour of both our MINIAC and our associated reporting tool. We're very excited about these. And I will say that our man from the Minister's office has appropriately taken a lot of heat over these. And he has had exceptional cleverness in design. And I'm not sure if his co-designer of the reporting tool is here. Ali, no. Okay. So amazing cleverness in that space that we'd like to share with you. Then we're going to talk about what mission success might look like. Yes. One trim for one fax is a journey of 1,000 miles, and it does begin with one step. And with the kickoff of the One Trim program, fax has taken that step. So what's the situation externally? What's the underpinning foundation that we're using to drive the One Trim program? It's actually the principles that this recently been released by the State Records Authority. Principle one, records should be managed within a framework where responsibility is clearly assigned. How FACTS is addressing this principle is through the development of a rigorous records management framework which has three components. Those components are a one records management policy for one FACTS, supported by guidelines for staff, and a rigorous records management program which will be driven across the organisation. Principle two, records management supports business, will be enabled with the application of technology to support our staff working digitally in real time to assist the most vulnerable people facing incredible difficulties in our community. Principle three, records will manage, will be assisted by hands-on support for our staff in their places of work using digital technology to reach out across the state in very quick time. And Chris will talk to you about how your principles appropriately attack. I actually think that that's a fabulous slide to have been stopped on, because I have a fundamental belief that underpinning driving principles are critical for any program. And if we don't have those, then really, what are we doing? So if we're going to be stopped on any slide, that's absolutely the slide. But the subject that concerns me is, why is records management a cause for emergency evacuation? Yeah. 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 Let's look at the internal situation. Well, that's a little complex for FACTS. So FACTS, like many government departments in New South Wales, was created by the merger of some former agencies. And they were significant agencies, both in their remits and in their size and their histories. So Ageing, Disability and Home Care, Community Services, Housing New South Wales, the Aboriginal Housing Office, Land and Housing Corporation, Business Link and Multicultural New South Wales, to drive the delivery of improved and seamless service for our clients, the community of New South Wales. As an institutional theorist, I have to tell you, two of the institutions we're dealing with here are the family and the home. I would suggest to you that our records are absolutely fundamental to understanding the ongoing experience of living that our society is about, because I can't think of any more institutions more fundamental to people's life, you know, than the family and the home. In the early stages, this brings many challenges, this merging, because we all have to learn new ways to work together effectively with systems and processes that are not yet fully in place to support the requirements of the merged business model. As we do this, we're creating the new OneFACTS culture, and it's the culture that's the gel that will bind us all together in our enterprise. This situation does mean that we're actually operating in a bit of a gap between what was and what will be. OneTrim will fill part of this gap, but during the implementation, there are risks that need to be managed so that we do not fall into the gap. These agencies brought with them their existing records management systems, which did include their TRIM data sets and related and integrated systems. Just as we're merging agencies, we're also merging all of these TRIM systems and the full range of other related and integrated systems. There are multiple and complex interfaces in human, technological and business process terms, and they're dynamic, they're not static. So as we move to implement and change, we're not moving in a situation which is still, you know, things still move forward. We also bring with us our history from all those merging agencies. This is a source of our greatest strength, and of course it does contain some weaknesses that we're addressing through the OneTrim program. These relate to past record keeping and records management practices that we need to work vigorously to improve so that we better support long-term outcomes for our clients. Failure in this area means genuine and ongoing heartbreak for members of our community. I would suggest to you that history matters. Transitioning to a paperless environment is a major challenge for many government organisations and for all of us. It challenges us to work more effectively in an environment with less paper. There are significant cost savings in terms of storage, floor space, and time taken to retrieve records. The biggest return, however, is not these things. It's actually an increasing our ability to act with our clients in real time so that they are supported in real time. A related driver is to be more responsive to the requests from our care leaders. In fact, this move to less paper is a challenge that we're embracing. We are one of the largest customers of GRR. I think, Sally, we might be your largest customer in terms of our holding of paper-based records. So for FACTS, transitioning to paper is, you know, it's a real challenge for us. Sorry. In terms of the mission for OneTrim, it's actually all about supporting client service delivery. What we want is a seamless, standardised and simplified working environment for our staff so that we minimise time at administration and maximise time for service delivery for our community. It's a genuine transition program. It's not just an IT upgrade. It has three components. We're going to modernise the system and access to it. We're going to simplify working for staff and we're going to automate compliance. But a word of caution. In moving to a harmonised, simplified system, there is the removal of the familiar, the known, the trusted way that we do things around here. The change management involved is at the level of the institution and involves significant micro, meso and macro change in all dimensions of institutional composition. It really isn't simple, and it's not easy, and sometimes it feels really tough. Just talk to Jason. This means that the effective and senior governance is the most critical success factor for this program. A program
program at this scale requires top-level endorsement. Hence, the structure of OneTrim program governance leads directly to the PACS board. And the board is very engaged with OneTrim. The board has reviewed and signed off direction, scope, transition strategy, implementation strategy, and key milestones and their timing. Some of our staff are surprised at this level of decision-making at the board. The steering committee reviews and endorses or not all program management documentation. This includes change, communications, risks, issues, and all prints to program management documentation. The implementation strategy is centrally conceived by a core team of experts, socialised extensively across the organisation, and reviewed rigorously. Transition and delivery planning is managed by the program office after socialisation and review through governance structure. The governance embeds partnering as the delivery modus operandi. You see there two advisory groups, the business advisory group and the technical advisory group. The business advisory group has business members from across every part of FACS represented on it. Sally Irvine-Smith is a member of that group and can attest that we have regular meetings and extensive phone book-ups across the state. There are so many people on the bag, as we affectionately call it, that, you know, we worry about whether it's going to get too heavy and break the bag, because people clamour to get on this bag. The technical advisory group is as important. Peter Bisley is in the technical advisory group. It reviews all of our approaches to technology with great rigour. Where necessary, we seek external advice on that. Records advice and risk management is embedded at every level of program governance, starting with Jeff Hinchcliffe, who's on the steering committee. This partnering shares knowledge and learning and provides support for the change journey ahead. Established teamwork will be critical if the timelines for the delivery of key milestones in the plan are to be met. So, to the plan. Like all good plans, it's simple and it only has three parts. Stage one is all about the foundations embedded in the records management legislation of this jurisdiction and about our case study, MINIAP, called Daily MINIAP. MINIAP had to launch and be the first vehicle out there right across the organisation with our most complex and important correspondence so that we could assist users' biggest pain point with 13 ministerial record types so that we could meet the requirements of the Premier and Cabinet for Management that had just been released in the DPC Public Reporting Guidelines, and so that we could understand the pain points that need to be managed carefully in the bigger journey, which is stage two. Stage two is merging all of the trims so that we appropriately support MyFacts. Big task. Hence, we had to send out the little MINIAP ship so that we could perhaps understand how to better deliver OneTrim. Geoscience at Sydney University is, of course, all about geography. You can't get a geography PhD through the science faculty there without what's called fieldwork. All fieldwork is about case studies, hence the case study of MINIAP prior to the launch. And stage three is about an exponential lift in the management of records and working in FACS. It's about a move to enterprise content management. It's about real-time interfacing in a digital environment and 24/7 access to super clever technology so that we make fabulous decisions to move the community forward. So this plan is ambitious for a small to medium-sized organisation. However, that's not FACS. We have 15,000 users, sensitive and complex information, and the need for the sophisticated management of legacy records. The timing is ruthlessly stretched. Added to this is internal demand for clever, current, accessible, everywhere 24/7 technology. So how are we doing it? The core team is small. One team is highly agile and flexible. We hot desk anywhere in FACS we need to be. The team's size and composition is flexible and matrixed. Staff know when they're working as part of the OneTrim team and when they're working on business as usual. This way, the program accesses all of the resources and cleverness that is in FACS, but does not have the weight of day-to-day management. We engage and work as respectful colleagues. Risk is managed at all levels. I'm actually on the FACS Enterprise Risk Manager's spin email list. Yep, and it's not a joy. at the what we affectionately like to call the bag and the tag, risk is relentlessly managed. To give you an example, there was a thought in the very early, stage of MiniApp that perhaps we had deployed something to the FACTS IT environment without going through process. Within seconds, the program felt the might of FACTS ICT. Fortunately, we'd done nothing, but it made me very aware and conscious of the ever-watchful presence of the FACTS CIO. And I'm so very grateful that a program with the scale of ICT change and the business impact is actually in ICT. It means I have an incredible team assisting me to manage risks, which extends to our business services team so that we're part of this sort of integrated corporate services home that supports us as we move out across the organisation. Now to the mission tools. The record keeping framework. Michael King, who will speak to you about this, is my closest colleague on this program. That's because Michael will become the owner of this system. So it's very important that he goes along on the full journey with me and is deeply involved in this zone. Change management and training is Doris Coleman. Doris has an impeccable knowledge and deep experience in change management and an unmatched ability to communicate to all kinds of people anywhere and immediately. Chris Leaning and Jason Gavell will take you on a mini tour of our MiniApp, and it's appropriate that we have the rescue guy with us because this little sheep needed it at times. But I'll leave you with a thought. In fact, at the moment, love it or hate it, everyone is talking MiniApp. It's just possible we wanted to move the discourse to a discussion of records management.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Michael King, and I am the new principal of records management for FACTS. And I just briefly want to take you through an update on where we are. We have now a policy, program, and guidelines, and I want to thank the OneTrim project for developing these. They've now come into my custody. And it's very timely that this is all happening together within FACTS. And we're hoping to create a FACTS records management environment so everyone in FACTS is in the one place doing the one thing. Again, my thanks to OneTrim. And when people say, how, Michael, are you going to do this? Well, we worked on an earlier CSTrim implementation, Dr. Turner and I, and I developed communities of practice and experience. There are a lot of very experienced people within the FACTS environment, and a lot of people have joined FACTS in recent times with a lot of experience. So the COPES, as we're calling them, are to allow people to cope with the one FACTS environment, especially in the record-keeping environment that's now developing. Everyone in FACTS has realised this is something that's happening. It's not some theory anymore. This is actually a real thing in our real environments. And we have many different environments. I'm very pleased, draft, to show you we now have policy for OneFACTS, there will be the guidelines for staff, and there will be a program. Now, I report to the Director of Information Management, and the very first thing he asked me on my very first day is, Michael, we need a records management strategy. So I said, you're going to get one. And again, thanks to OneTrim, because the foundation is already there. Just as this building's been held up by an enormous amount under us to hold up everything above us, we have foundation things in place. And this is totally new FACTS. And that's what everyone's getting at. This is happening now. And I'm much more optimistic than when I joined 5 years ago. I came up with the Historic Records Project, our last 200 years of information. Again, that is permanent. I'm now very interested in managing our next 200 years of information. So we are moving forward very fast. And to finish off, we have not forgotten about the business classification systems. And I coined this only 24 hours ago, one BCS for one FACTS. Again, six trims, six totally different classification systems. There's been extensive analysis, again, thanks to the OneTrim team. Enormous socialization, consultation, input, both internally and externally. We are moving towards basically our one information blueprint, as I call it. We will, of course, follow everything State Records say. I want to thank State Records, all of you, for protecting us for so long, for helping us so much. We did the analysis, we have consulted, I have had enormous input from people across FACTS. It's been fantastic. Everyone wants this time in FACTS to get it right in our record keeping environment. It's actually a very interesting time, and we will keep you posted, as I say to everyone in fact. And please talk to us. We've had a lot of input internally and externally. A lot of people have contributed, and we'd like to share what we've learned. So thank you.
No change comes without pain, and OneTrim is no exception to that. So recent research findings have identified that change management is an important aspect in success of change. So we've adopted a structured approach to change management for OneTrim.
Which one am I using? I'm using this one.
Yep. So what we've commenced with, of course, is a change management framework. Put simply, that framework has three distinct phases. Where we prepare for the change, we manage the change, and we reinforce the change. It's outcomes and benefits driven, so we have a clear definition of what our outcome is, what we're aiming to achieve, and we communicate that with our stakeholders so that they're fully aware of that outcome and also what are the benefits with that outcome, not only for themselves, but then for us to be able to put forward to our clients. Creating demand from the business, and what we found with MiniApp, with the success of implementing it, is that when we first showed our staff the MiniApp tool, it actually created demand and desire to have the implementation and to commence using this particular tool and business processes. Sharing of innovation, so we don't work in isolation in terms of just implementing MiniApp, but rather we work with our other business implementations that are occurring, and where we can, we partner with those implementations in terms of managing the change and buddying up in terms of activities that we include staff in. Leveraging governance bodies and user groups, as Anne displayed there earlier on, that we have a defined governance structure in place, and we have our staff and our senior management involved in those particular groups. And of course, managing the risk. So certainly as part of the change management strategy and framework, we look at the change risks and we identify those and also put into place mitigation strategies. So what is MiniApp? MiniApp is an e-approval workflow record type in TRIM. Rather than using that phrase out with our staff, we branded it to create user interest and adoption and named it MiniApp. And as most of us are now aware of technology, everyone wants the latest app, and we certainly achieved that request from staff with Infact. So it enables management of our ministerial correspondence, and also gives us some powerful reporting functionality that Jason will show us shortly. So moving on, as part of the change management approach, we've adopted a known model known as ADCA, and what I'm going to do is just take you through that particular model and how we applied that in terms of the implementation of MiniApp. So awareness of the need for change, so making people knowledgeable in regards to what it is that we're implementing. So we ensured that we had early communication, so once we had the decision that we were going down this particular path, about communications from our senior stakeholders of the implementation and what that actually meant, and doing that in various mechanisms, both emails, fact sheets, user forums, and also face-to-face discussions. So broadcast messages from senior management, branding of the MiniApp. As I said, we had the icon, we named it MiniApp, provided a stepping stone in terms of the awareness of the implementation. Key had stakeholder discussions, again, focusing on those particular user groups and relying on those user groups then to further communicate out to our staff in regards to the implementation. And one of the biggest successes was the roadshow demonstration. So going out to the staff and demonstrating the MiniApp tool, both via face-to-face demonstrations and also via webinars. That created, as I mentioned earlier on, this desire for everyone to have this latest app. And that moves on to the next aspect of it, the desire to support the change. So once we demonstrated that and people had an understanding of it, they were willing to come on board with this particular new tool and to have the inclusions in their latest toolkit of working with ministerials. After we've made them aware of it, we've got a desire and a demand for it to be implemented. Our next step is about knowledge on how to make the change. Involvement in UAT. So A, we had demonstrations, so
people were aware of the tool itself, and we had many hands put up to be involved in the user acceptance testing. So that not only allowed us to take the staff through a end-to-end process with the mini app, but it also then created some advocates for us in terms of getting out there and communicating this change and the new tool that was coming. Super users. Previous implementations that we've had within FACTS, we've adopted super users, so they're people that we give additional training to that have a little bit more knowledge and understanding in regards to TRIM and record keeping, that are then willing to be the first level support when we go live with the implementations. So we utilised super users that we currently had on other implementations and also brought on some new staff for that. We did training via webinars, and Chris will talk further on that in regards to the numbers that we trained and the sessions that we held. We did updating of business rules, so it's important of not only implementing the tool, but that we have the business processes then that support that implementation of the mini app. Then we move on to the ability for them to implement the new skill, the new tool. So we gave them, once they'd completed training through the webinars, we gave them access to a mini app training environment so they could go in and actually physically play with it. They could pretend they had a ministerial come in. They could workflow it to the next person for approval or for review. So it gave them an opportunity to see the tool firsthand before we actually flipped the switch for go live. With that, we also identified where we could see some things that might inhibit the change. And two of those things that we identified for staff were the access groups and ensuring that they were correctly reflected in their current work environment for the success then in terms of implementing MiniApp. Another one was about local procedures and practices. So with the merging of a number of agencies, we have numerous districts across the state. Each of them generally had their own processes and procedures. So by giving them early access to the mini-app training environment, gave them the opportunity of looking at their local business rules and how can we improve them to fit in then with the mini-app implementation. And then lastly, it's where we're at now in terms of reinforcement to sustain that change. So when you flip the switch, some users will hope that they can go back and use the old system. What we've done is we've encouraged that MiniApp is now the system for ministerial and executive correspondence, and we are working with staff in regards to ensuring that they use that particular tool now for ministerials. So we reinforce communication, so again we provide more insight in terms of now that it's live, here are where our resources are, you have your super users on the ground that you can refer to if you need assistance. So we keep that constantly happening in the communications, and ensuring that communication then also ties in with our business as usual unit. Provisioning of support, and we've done some close hand-holding support over the initial weeks, which is understandable, and as we phase through to the next part in terms of One TRIM as a whole, that support provision will be business as usual through business services and through the ministerial group as well. We've given feedback opportunities, so we have a mini app help email address that people can contact us through with feedback options. We in the first week did phone arounds to the districts, to key areas, and just have a chat to them. How are you going with it? How's the implementation? Is there anything that we can help you with? So having those open communication mechanisms also helps with both the adoption and reinforcing of the change. And of course the recognition of go-live success. So we had numerous ministerials that went in on the first week, which was something of a volume greater than normal. And so we celebrated that success of not only going live with MiniApp, but also with the volume that staff ended up coping with on that particular first week. One more point, haven't I? Yes, business as usual handover. And so, as Anne said, the team not only involves those of us that are working in these specialised capacities for the project, but also about having that business as usual involvement so that there's an ease in terms of that ownership handover as we phase out of the picture for in particular MiniApp, but continue on with one TRIM. So that's, in a nutshell, the experience that we've had with the mini app and in terms of change. In regards to One Trim, it's certainly a bigger piece of work there, but certainly what we've found with this is a foundation, again, in terms of then doing the larger implementation. Thank you.
I'm going to now take you through the training that we did for MINIAP. And as you said in the beginning of the presentation, that MINIAP was a case study and training was a part of that. And we're going to use what we learned here to take it forward through the rest of the One Trim project. So I'll start off with the tool that we used. So we did pretty much all the training via the virtual classroom, so basically a webinar. Why did we choose this tool? For a couple of reasons. This tool has been widely used across VAC so far for many of our other projects and in our BAU training for many of our systems. So it's not new to our end users. It helps to reduce costs. There was no travel time for any of our participants that we trained using this tool. So they could literally sit at their desk, be working, and in 5 minutes' time be sitting in a training session and participate for that short chunk while we did that training. So there was no cost to that unit, except for their opportunity cost for that time that they were in the training session. Why did we choose this over face-to-face as well? There is some people that still like face-to-face, but you'd be surprised how many people did enjoy the virtual environment, getting in to the training, doing it, and then getting back to their work, and quite minimal interruptions to their day. We looked at the system that we were training, and we looked at the fact that these are existing Trim users, and it's not going to be a huge change for them. So to sit down on a computer and listen to somebody is going to be just as effective as being face-to-face. We also looked at the audience and their skill level, and they're not new to, a lot of them weren't new to the webinar technology, so that's what we took into consideration. Some of our sessions, we were doing them 5 times a day, anywhere from 5 people to 30 people. So we could scale it up and scale it back, so it was quite flexible on how many people we were presenting to. So we didn't have the infrastructure restraints of sitting in a room or needing a room of particular size that for our participants. The numbers, how many did we do? Well, Doris talked about change management and sparking the interest in it. We initially, the training needs analysis identified only 500 people to be trained. We ended up training, so far, we've gone over 1,000 and we've still got 2 more weeks to go. If we were to do that face-to-face, we wouldn't have been able to be that flexible with increasing the numbers that quickly. Literally all we needed to do is open up more sessions and have the trainer there available to start delivering and continuing on. We couldn't do that face to face. So we've done over 1,000 people and it's going to be higher. And this is just MINIAP. One Trim is going to be much, much bigger. So this tool is going to allow us to access those many people. And these people being all across the state. A lot of our training sessions, we've had people sitting in Albury, Lismore, Wagga Wagga, all at the same time accessing the same content by the same trainer. They're all getting the same message. The feedback. So we've been using SurveyMonkey, so everybody that attends training gets a link to SurveyMonkey. 89% of our participants said that the training met their expectations. If you're knowing about surveys and training, 89% is quite a high rate of acceptance of the training. So that's a bit about the training. Now I'm going to take you to MINIAP and give you a bit of a tour of what this actual tool looks like. So this is MINIAP, and you can see it's got a bit of a flavour of Trim because it is an overlay of Trim. The documents are still managed and maintained within Trim, but we just use MINIAP to access and do some of the features. So we've got our results pane in the middle, and this is the where you'll see things that have been sent to you to work on, to write your responses to the ministerials. Up the top there, we've got a document, and this is where the people will write their response to the ministerial. Directly underneath, we've got the ministerial record itself, and then we've got all the attachments underneath that. So you've got your actual response documents and your support documents. So the advantage of MINIAP is these documents can be easily added here, and for a user, when they go to look at what they need to respond to or what they need to approve, they can immediately see all the attachments that go along with that. Down the bottom here, we've got our view tabs. Now, these view tabs pull information directly out of Trim, so they can see it straight from the mini app. So here's all your properties of the particular document. We've got a notes tab, so they can see any notes that have been attached to those documents. We've got where we can set up the reviewers and approvers, so they don't have to manually go into Trim and assign record actions. They can do it straight from MiniApp quite simply and easily. So they can set up their reviewers and they can set up their approvers. So we've got the ability to send it out to a group of people, which is the reviewers, just for a quick once over before it goes down its formal approval path. Then we can have our approvers set up and then it goes down its formal approval path. And it goes through a linear fashion. So it'll go to the first approver, the approver will look at the document and they'll decide whether they want to approve that document or send it back for rework. We've got the events tab, which will simply is the audit trail of that particular document. So they can view all that directly from MiniApp instead of having to go into Trim. At the top, we've got a number of buttons. So again, making it simple for users, so they're just clicking on buttons, nice and simple. So they can view a document, they can edit the document, so that will check it out of Trim in the read-write format, they can work on the document. If they're finished working the document, they can reassign it to somebody else, or if it's been sent to them and they shouldn't be working on it, it should be someone else, they can always reassign it to somebody else. They can initiate the review, so kick it out to those people that were set up as reviewers. They can send it out to their approvers, so it initiates their approver. We've got the approve button, so once the approver looks at the document, they can simply tick the purple tick, and that is what will automatically, electronically stamp their signature on that document saying they approve that version. If they've looked at the document and are happy with it, there's the button there for rework, so they can simply assign it back for this document to be reworked. Then you've got the properties button there as well. So you can access the standard properties dialog box that you get in Trim for a document and do anything that you would normally do. And you can also start your own e-approvals as well.
How do you manage a situation when somebody's not there?
When they're not there? Mm. When they're not there, if they're not going to be there, it's come to them and they're going to be away and they can't work on it, they can reassign it. Otherwise, they have to talk to the MAPS team or the author of the document. The author can change the person who it's going to.
So that needs to be communicated.
Yeah. So I'll just go back down the... I don't know if I've got a screenshot. On our reviewers and our approvers tab, there's also an email button. So once you've set up your reviewers and you've set up your approvers, there's a little email blast button. So you can click on that and it will automatically open up your email and then you can type whatever you need to communicate to those people.
Well, I'm Jason Cavell. I'm Manager of Briefings and Correspondence with FACTS. In terms of we've had a delightful meal. Now I get to share some of the dessert. The dessert, in a way, is what we get when we, as a result of having used MiniApp, used it in a consistent way, we get some magnificent reporting tools which have been custom built for us. Built using Office 365 technology, and which is all brand new, I'm told, in FACTS. We're very excited to get used to that. Now, what you see here, I mean, we have a dizzying array of data here. We've got graphs and flowcharts, but what I really want to stress is that this is information telling us, on a business intelligence point of view, everything that's going on. So we can track according to record type. We can sort of have a breakdown there, the pie chart of where things have gone. We can track by time frame. We've even got a stoplight system here telling us what things are, which matters are overdue and which matters are not. This is something that even people who find regular technology a bit baffling, and this is all web based, so that we've got very high level of visibility. Has a number of key advantages over what we've had in the past. Reporting in the past has tended to be mostly retrospective. It takes we have to distill data down from four different Trim data sets, manage consistency between them, do data verification, and then our delivery of that data has been in an Excel spreadsheet form. Not very graphical, not very intuitive, and it's generally the best technology available. This is not only not delayed, it's live, it's hooked into the Trim database backend, it's graphical, so that you can and it's also interactive. You can actually you can drill down if you're only interested in looking at sort of northern cluster matters. You can drill down to that and sift through matters that relate to your area of interest or your area of responsibility. Also, we have special tabs set up for our ministers' offices. Now, this is a big deal for us. I work very closely with the minister's office, managing that key relationship there. And I know in the past there's always been that risk that somehow that the data that we're giving them is not accurate, it's not current. This gives them tailored data, tailored view, so that they can see all the matters that are due to them, where they're up to, but as much information as they need to have. So they're not looking into all of our nitty gritty data. They're just looking into the specifics that relate to them. And having this extraordinary degree of visibility, and I'll just switch up this one. Also, I like the idea that it keeps everyone honest, because we've got much higher level of transparency than before. This is a mock up, of course, it's there, but be able to go through matters and see where they're up to. Live data, so people can actually track all of that and get all people who have access to permission. We've even got some maps-based data, so you can see in a graphical sense, you know, how many matters went to different geographic areas. And again, this is something we've never had before. I don't think anyone's ever had this before, but certainly not in the facts. We've gone from, you know, very primitive, you know, barely past, you know, the abacus level, and we've gone into the space age. We're very excited to see that, and that's just about to roll out now. So we're just preparing for that. And thank you very much.
Okay, so I'll just finish off now by talking about what we've done so far and what we've got yet to do. So we've done what I call the key foundation pieces: policies, guidelines, programs, a little mini app, and thank you very much to Simonson, who on the technology side has worked tirelessly and supported the rollout of this from a technology point of view. He was so exhausted he actually needed a week off after go live, and I'm not kidding. I mean, it really half killed him with the team, so many thanks for that. The reporting tool and the business classification scheme, which I'm so glad to hand over to Michael to finalise. And what's still to come? All about consolidation, merging the data sets and the upgrade. So really, lots of fun ahead. What's been the real achievement, though? The real achievement has been the level of discourse that we have now in FACTS about record keeping and record management. If MiniApp has done nothing else, everybody is talking records management. If the reporting tool does nothing else, everybody's talking real-time reporting, transparency, accountability, in real-time, right now, in fact, across the state. Mission success, what will that look like? Mission success is all about improved service delivery supported by improved information governance and improved information management maturity. We need to manage information as a corporate asset. I come from the infrastructure space. I'm used to managing big assets. Once upon a time, I managed the road program in New South Wales. The Harbour Tunnel and the M2 were in my time. This is a responsibility at least as important as that. I would say far more so, far more so. Far more fundamental and intrinsic to the social fabric that we live in as people. We also need to establish the maturity critical for a regulator and a provider of services and a manager of outsourced services. If information management was important when we delivered services directly, it is exponentially more important when we're managing services in an outsourced environment. Why are we focused on that reporting tool? Currently, we're using it internally. Just maybe it would help us in an outsourced environment also. We need to... Success also looks like increasing the time available to spend on services by reducing the amount of time that we spend on administration. It means mitigating strategic and operational risks so that we use information to make better, cleverer decisions that help people in their lives in New South Wales. It's about being responsive to access for our legacy records, for our care leavers. It's about scalable and predictable operating costs so that we're using out-of-the-box solutions, so that we're using, you know, licensing models that are really current, you know, and that drive our competitive position because we are a large enterprise, and it's about fully enabled integration with other applications and getting ready for as a service readiness. What are the credits? I have to tell you, OneTrim in fact is sponsored from the very top. We've had a very supportive tax board. We have a very engaged and supportive program board. We're managed through the office of the CIO, and you know, we have OneTrim team right across OneFax. I know in the audience there are other members of the OneTrim team. I see Kay, I see Rosemary, and that doesn't mean they work directly for me. They don't. But they're on my technical team, as is Simonson, as are many other people, you know, right across Fax. So with that, I'll leave you just with some perspectives from across Fax about what the vision for OneTrim is. And as you watch those... Last one is from our Director of Information Management, the compliant management of records in a secure user-focused system supporting discoverability, collaboration and timely response. And on that, we say thank you, team.